yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in New York City, earned a BA and an MD from Yale University, and an MBA from Wharton School of Business. Pretty tall cut. In 2013, she battled breast cancer for 1 year while being the CEO of a public company. And since 2008, she's been the founder, president, and chairman of the board of the Cura Foundation and STEM for Life, whose mission is to improve human health and increase quality of life globally. Her name, Dr. Robin Smith. And I'm Jack Prasul, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Prasula. This is Anything is Possible. And we're with a most amazing guest, Dr. Robin Smith. She's been a business leader, entrepreneur, medical doctor, philanthropist, on and on and on. Doctor, welcome. I'm honored to have you.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please? Growing up in New York City.
Went to a private school. Was raised a little bit traditional. Most people don't realize I was raised more to get married, stay at home, and not be a professional. So I definitely broke the mold on that one.
So what's the biggest thing you learned from your mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from your dad?
Well, I think my work ethic really comes from my dad. They often call me Robin in pants. I'm very much like my father. So he was very hardworking, you know, up and out the door at 6:15 every day, worked on weekends. And he really, you know, taught us the importance of perseverance, hard work, honesty, and integrity, and never, you know, always stretching for that extra point on the test, the extra mile of what you can do. And just really the world was there for you and make it happen.
Did he make you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
Sports really wasn't part of my upbringing, which is very interesting. We really weren't big sports fans until I went to college and that. So really that was more dad's influence. And mom was just an incredible person, very loving, very philanthropic, always did charity and community outreach. And was really a very important person, both for the family, her friends, and the community. So she really taught me about giving. And my mother was unbelievably beautiful, so inside and out. So she really, really taught me about caring about yourself, about others, and was a very good influence.
Your bio was 13 pages long. That's longer than some of the books I've read, Robin. Amazing person, and you're still very young. What were you like as a kid?
You know, I was always a little bit... curious, interested, always wanting to see what was out there, learning. I was very interested in medicine. My favorite TV show was Quincy, so very intriguing, always wanting to learn more, see more, and, just a happy kid.
You've run a number of public companies. Talk to us about running a public company today.
Yeah, it's really an incredible experience. And I think I was one of the earlier women as CEOs of a public company. And so it really is an opportunity to help fuel and fund your companies in the public markets and really learn about what that means to be a public company, to have many shareholders, many stakeholders. And I think it was very much in keeping with my personality of bringing people together. You have many different stakeholders, and how do you really advance the different goals that you have and the different constituents that you represent, and really try and do good things for everybody. And obviously being in healthcare gave me a chance to have a bigger impact on many people, as opposed to my being a physician, having an impact on one person at a time. So it was a great experience. I learned a lot, and now I'm on boards of public companies. So I've continued to be in that public domain.
Speaking of many constituencies, there's an iconic banker in town named Gene Miller, 80 years old, and he started in the mailroom. at Detroit Bank and Trust and ultimately became the CEO. They changed the name to Comerica. All right. So I asked him once, what does CEO mean or stand for? And he said, Jack, the C stands for customers, the E stands for employees, and the O stands for the owners. Talk about, you know, keeping all three of those constituencies happy.
That's very interesting. That's a really interesting way of looking at it. You know, I do think that you're really the ringleader. So how do you keep a vision that is aligned, that is important to your shareholders, but also that your employees can get behind and work hard and feel that they're part of something bigger? And sometimes when you have many different people working, they're in their little silo. And I think in everything that we've done, how do you get people to realize they're part of something bigger? They network, work together, and really, you know, can get excited about waking up in the morning and making a difference.
He told me that many years ago, and Pam and I had dinner with him and his wife a couple of weeks ago. And he said, well, Jack, now I've added a fourth letter, C, to CEO, okay? And that second C stands for community. And Gene and Lois really gave back to the community. You're a master on that from your mom, right? Talk about giving back to the community.
I think it's very important to always give back, to realize how fortunate you are for the things that you've been able to do, to achieve. Not everybody has had the same opportunities. So it's really important to stop. And if you can just help one more person or show people there's hope. And as you said, anything is possible. So they shouldn't feel stuck where they are. They can want to do something bigger, different, and really open a door. Because really without that, sometimes it's hard to step forward. So I think that's a really important point. And then of course, giving, people often don't realize, and there are medical studies that show when you give, there's actual health benefits to the act of giving. So if you gave someone $5 where they found it, and if they gave it to someone, there's actual health benefits of that act of giving as opposed to spending it on themselves. So, you know, community giving, charity, it's really quite important to the community, the environment, as well as to your own self.
We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith. And in 2013, speaking of giving, God gave her a big challenge. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Dr. Robin Smith. In 2013, she was running a public company, CEO of a public company, and you battled breast cancer for a year. Talk about that year.
You know, I think I always knew at some point I'd have breast cancer. Every woman in the family, both sides, but you know, multiple generations had breast cancer. So it wasn't a surprise. And I think, you know, with everything, life hands you curveballs and things that you don't expect, or if you do expect, they're challenging. And you just have to figure out how to embrace it, if you will. No one wants cancer, but I was very fortunate. I think there's a lot of advances in cancer therapy. I had a lot of support, which obviously is helpful, but I kept moving forward and, you know, got my treatments and, you know, sat on during chemotherapy and was on my conference calls and just continued to move the company forward and to get the treatment that I needed to be healthy and well for the future, and just kept moving on and using things that I do to immerse myself to help make the time pass and get through it.
Speaking of new technologies, new treatments, Dr. Smith, how was it you came to focus on stem cell research?
Well, you know, early on, what we really realized is that the cells of your body, your immune system, can be used and harnessed to help fight infection and things like cancer. So how do we do that? And that's really a whole new mode of therapy now called cell therapy. And we're seeing incredible advances from altering DNA to taking cells to repair damaged tissue to getting the cells of your body to find those cancer cells and help them go away in a way that's even better than some chemotherapy treatments. So I was early in that process, and it's just emerged so dramatically over the last 20 years. And so many people who would have had a death sentence now are finding hope and life beyond cancer.
You're New York City girl, Jewish, a doctor. You focus on stem cell research, and you've convinced two different popes, which we'll get into later, Benedict XVI and Francis, to get involved with you about seminars on stem cell research in the Vatican. Impossible. Many Catholics would say, wait a minute. Catholic Church says stem cell research is a no-no, bad. How'd you do it?
You know, it's any time you have a transformational, something that would transform and change health or any technology that really can have an impact on people's lives. It's hard sometimes to understand what that technology is, and people are afraid of it. And especially often people feel they have to choose between science and faith. And that with new technology, there's a lot of misconception. So I realized early on that if we were really going to do this, if we were going to help people understand there's science out there that they can embrace, that can change their lives, their health for the future, we had to teach them and get people to understand they don't have to make a choice between science and faith. There are many different stem cells, many different areas you can get them from. And, you know, while some are more controversial than others, most of the advances are in the non-controversial, the non-embryonic cell space. So I figured who would be the most, if I could change, you know, the Catholic Church's views and teach them, let them make their decisions for themselves, but actually educate them on what this means, that can really have an impact on humanity. And that's what we did. We started one person at a time and really educated them. And Cardinal Ravasi was extremely prolific and really understood that, you know, it's not just about what you shouldn't do, but to embrace things that you can do. And we started this journey and here we are today.
You're the co-author of the book, Cells Are the New Cure. What's the message, Dr. Smith, of that book?
The message is that you have cells in your body. These cells, or cells of other people's cells that you can take and collect and you can do things to them, are the new mold or the new method of which we can treat disease in a desire not just to treat a symptom, but actually cure people, to regenerate tissue that's damaged, to destroy cancer cells and put people in remission, to destroy viruses and infections that we can get exposed to. And it's a new way of thinking about health and wellness and the ability to treat disease.
We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith, who's also authored The Healing Cell. And one of our many missions is to tell the world, get the world to realize that the use of living cells as medicine instead of traditional drugs is actually much better. You also say that stem cells are potentially huge step forward for Alzheimer's, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Please.
You know, so here, as we age and the cells divide, they make mistakes, and those mistakes are harder to repair. And so people get illnesses as they get older, whether it's autoimmune disorders, whether it's diseases like Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease. So the question is, how do you prevent the progression to deteriorate cells? How do you stop the body from attacking the good cells? And cell therapy, this new mode of using these cells, whether it's stem cells or T cells or NK cells, people are looking to use these cells to develop therapies to treat the diseases. And what started off more as stem cells has really emerged as science. And that emergence has come from putting different therapies together, using the disciplines of immunology, oncology. How do people work together to realize that we have these cells in our own body used to treat disease?
All right. 2008, you become the founder, president, CEO of the Cura Foundation, and also STEM for Life. When we come back, we're going to start on that phenomenal chapter in Dr. Robin Smith's life. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Prisula. We're with Dr. Robin Smith, and since 2008, she's been the founder, president, and chairman of the board of the Cura Foundation and STEM for Life. STEM for Life, what is it?
Well, we started off, as you said earlier in the program, on stem cells, the ability for cells in your body to use as treatment to restore damaged tissue and function and hopefully repair parts of the body that gets damaged from either an accident or from aging.
And Cura Foundation. Let's talk about Cura Foundation. What's its mission?
So it's really, its mission is to improve human health and to look at new technologies, different ways of advancing medicine, prevention, wellness, and really bringing people together to work to improve human health for everybody. And it's really been a challenge, as we've seen over the years, of access to care. And how do we do that? And how do we bring technologies to people that may not either be able to afford it or have access because of where they live, in a different country? And so how do we work together to bring the incredible technologies and the advances in science and technology so that they can have better health, prevent illness, and really be a part of an environment and an infrastructure where they can not just live longer, but live healthier?
We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith, and you talk about a can-do attitude. All right, it's 2011. You decide, I want to have a 3-day seminar with unbelievable attendees and speakers. I mean, world-class, which we'll get into in a bit. And I'm going to do it in the Vatican. So I'm going to convince Pope Benedict to meet with you, give you a chance to sell him on this. What was it like meeting him in 2011?
It was really an incredible experience, especially, you know, for me as being Jewish. I'm not Catholic. So it was very welcoming. We really, he's such an incredible spiritual, you know, person, really with just really an understanding of science and religion, and really felt strongly that we had to bring these two together. How do we build a bridge and create dialogue and conversation so that people don't feel alone and that people can understand the perspectives of, if you are a scientist, maybe from a religious perspective, what are the concerns? What are things to be thought about? And vice versa. And so if we can start creating this dialogue, we could learn from each other for a better outcome. And that's what we did.
When you put your head on the pillow that night in Rome, after meeting with Pope Benedict XVI, what stayed with you the most?
You know, he really inspired me to do more, inspired me make a difference, and not to be afraid of things I didn't know. And how do we create dialogues to better understand what that might be and really try and bring people together? And that's really what we've done. It doesn't matter your family structure, your religion, your politics, any of that. It's how do you get in the room, work together, be inviting to do good for others.
All right. You've now had 5 of these 3-day seminars in the Vatican with unbelievable speakers and guests. Give us a view, paint for us a picture of what these conferences are like. What goes on?
It's really been an incredible experience because, as you said, the caliber of people are so extraordinary in their own discipline, whether it's science or politics or musicians, thought leaders, Nobel Prize winners, and even patients. You know, this is really about people and about their experiences. And it's just bringing those people together in a sort of sanctuary, if you will, an incredibly inspiring, holy place where your differences don't matter. And you just have one goal, which is to work together to improve human health. And you're so inspired by where you are, the people that you're with, the extraordinary caliber, and that feeling of, you know what, can make a difference. You know, right. It's incredible.
All right, let's go 2015. You meet another Pope, Pope Francis. Talk about that little meeting.
Yeah, that was incredible. He's an incredible Pope. People are very really were taken by him. And he was so focused on children and poverty and really enhancing and advocating for those that can't advocate for itself. So that really helped us take our message and broaden it a little bit more and focus on rare diseases, things that affect children, and how do we make sure that we start thinking about a greater community in the world in large and making sure that we can be encompassing to make a difference. And so that started us thinking a little bit broader. And he's really been an incredible influence on where we are today and enhancing that dialogue.
We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith. In 2016, Pope Francis awarded her the title of Dame Commander with Star Pontifical Equestrian Order of St. Sylvester, Pope and Martyr. Pretty tall cotton.
A lot of words there strung together.
All right. The list of speakers, the list of attendees, we're going to get into some of them. It's unbelievable. I don't think you pay them to go there. To the Vatican. How do you do it?
It's a very unique conference. We have an incredible following and presence. We reached over 3 billion people, and even this last one, we were over 1.5 billion. So people feel that their time is well spent, their ability to mingle with people of different disciplines. So often you get siloed. And this is the one conference where we have so many different stakeholders coming together and really having an impact. And it's very well followed so that you really can make a difference. And of course, the ability to come to the Vatican and be in this incredible place and see some of the extraordinary, museums and areas and the different cardinals and different religious leaders. And that's the other point, is it's not just the Pope. We bring people from all religions because it's really about togetherness and about understanding differences and how those differences can be utilized to have a greater impact.
All right. One Monsignor that's been very helpful, influential, Monsignor Thomas Trafney. Talk about him.
So it's funny. We started this, maybe about 11, 12 years ago. And we were just looking at pictures where he had a lot more hair and a lot less gray. And, we looked at these last 11 or 12 years and just realized how long it's been and how much we've changed. He's been incredible, very positive, very open to collaborations, doing things in ways that, maybe we do more here in the States than in Europe, and focused on education and really realizing and understanding that the science is changing and how to help people not be afraid. And if you understand things, it's easier to reconcile them. And even if you may not believe necessarily in all the different pieces, by understanding them, you get more comfortable. So he's been an incredible force, and we've really grown and really been able to create these events together. And I couldn't have done it without him. He's an incredible person, very giving human being, and very smart. And building of bridges is very important.
We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith, and she's already planning big time for the next conference at the Vatican. When we come back, we're going to start to talk about some of the speakers. And I'm Jack Basula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WGN.
Jack Krasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol.
Anything is possible.
I'm Jack Pasula. This is Anything is Possible. We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith, who's a trailblazer in regenerative medicine, amongst a whole lot of other things. All right. He's more than a pretty face. Let's start with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Amazing man, right? Neurosurgeon, but yet someone who's able to take that complex science and put it into layman's language that people can understand, and always really focused on different areas in medicine and health and what we could do to be healthier, live longer, and have better lives.
All right. Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz is incredible, and he's been a great friend, and really is, again, able to take things that people care about, talk about them with authority, and help educate people so that medicine isn't so scary. Simple things that can be done to be healthier, to, you know, be well. And if you're sick or you have an ailment, where should you go to help yourself and talk to the doctor? He's very good at bringing to the audiences things that affect many people and maybe things people are uncomfortable talking about to help them learn and gather information so they can help themselves.
Robin, you've had a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame as a speaker. You probably don't even know it. She's also a cancer survivor by the name of Robin Roberts.
Robin's incredible. You're right. And she does love basketball. And again, similarly, these are individuals who really understand their audience. They understand the people and what's important. And with Robin, it's so, you know, her story is incredible. She had breast cancer and she needed a bone marrow transplant. And her sister was that donor. And we brought her and we brought her sister and their doctor and talked about, you know, her illness and how she got through it and how important it was to be a bone marrow donor, to be in the registry and, you know, her life story. So she was just an incredible guest. And she too then moderated different sessions and was able to really bring the human interest stories to life.
Meredith Vieira.
Meredith is incredible. And, you know, I've known Meredith now for almost 10 or 12 years. She was one of the earlier, journalists who got involved with us. And, you know, what was so important with her participation is that health and actually not health, illness affects everybody. You're not spared. It's someone in your family. And her husband was very sick. He had MS, he's had cancer. And we talked a little bit about that journey and her learning through our conference about stem cells and the impact they could have. And then her husband went into one of the clinical trials. But it was so important with her. We brought her, her husband, her children, and they all talked about how that illness affected their lives growing up and the importance of the caregiver and what that means to have someone sick in your family.
Mark Benioff.
So Mark was great. We were very excited to have him. We had asked him in prior conferences, and he was able to join us for the last one. And, you know, he's very focused on the environment. And the one thing with him that sticks so much in my mind is his point is that everybody can make a difference. One little thing you can do to impact the environment and the importance of doing that for our next generation. And it really said a lot to me in his giving back. Part of what he does is give back to society. He encourages people who work for Salesforce to get into the community, to donate time and really be a part of making not just the community, but society a better place.
Well, he happens to be the chair and the CEO of Salesforce. So, okay.
Yes.
Dr. Deepak Chopra, really?
Deepak is an incredible human being and really has been so forceful in his and the importance of sort of consciousness of today, of thoughtfulness. And you know, sometimes you have to step back and think about what he said. What did he, you know, what is the take home there? Because he's so prolific, so inspiring. And he just has such a big impact on people's lives and the importance to stop, to meditate, to be positive, to do good things. And really, you get stuck in this rat race, if you will. And how do you just take a breath, care about yourself, your health, and the health of others? Really just be good and caring and loving, and that we really need to focus on that loving, giving harmony in the world, which we often forget.
Couple more. The next one was the director of the U.S. National Institute of Health under President Barack Obama. Also, he was an atheist, Francis Collins, Dr. Francis Collins.
Really amazing, right? He's the head of the National Institute of Health. He's served under multiple presidents. And he is really bridging science and faith. He was so prolific in his views and really the importance of both science and faith and how together they can inform one another, work together, and the end result is better. So he talked a lot about his career and how that's changed and how he went from being an atheist to actually being, you know, very religious, and how the two have worked together to have a bigger impact. So he's an incredible person and has had a really very important career, especially on some of the scientific discoveries and the work he's done on the human genome.
All right, this next person I've heard described as the girl next door. We had no girls like her on the south side of Chicago next door. Cindy Crawford.
So she, what a beautiful person inside and out. It's really amazing what she does every day to improve her health. And it's just little things. And she talked about that is, you know, if you wake up and you say, I want to be healthier, don't overwhelm yourself. Yes, there are probably 50 things you could do to change your life. And she said, what I do is just one at a time. I say, okay, I'm going to change this today and I'm going to improve that tomorrow. And, you know, really, again, talking about herself, her family, what she can do to be healthier and how, you know, it doesn't matter what, just make a little small step toward health. And in the long run, that will improve your health, not just for yourself, that will be positive for your family. Because she often talked about how, you know, it's never ending when you have kids and work and family, there's so much to be done. Just take a minute, stop, take care of yourself, because that will ripple throughout your family.
Couple more speakers, attendees. Renee Fleming. Do you let her sing, Dr.?
Well, she was going to sing on this one. Yes, I've heard her sing, and she sings in many, many, many different conferences. Actually, she and Francis Collins have sung together, which is incredible to watch. But, you know, what she's been able to show is really, music can have an incredible impact on health. And they started an institute at Harvard, and there's a lot of research now on cardiac health, on mental health, and really stress. You know, we know now that inflammation causes a lot of different illnesses, whether it's cancer, heart disease, lowers your immune system for infection, and music can be a way to reduce stress load. And so some of the science showing that, she's been very important part and influential in the science of music.
All right, this next person, his life was changed by Steve Jobs. And in turn, this man transformed Steve Jobs' life and the world. This guy was working for PepsiCo, running PepsiCo, John Sculley.
So John's an incredible man. As you said, he's had a great career, very smart guy. He and I both sit on the board of Cellularity, which actually just was public a week ago. So we're really excited. I've gotten to know him quite well. And he's really, you know, he understands when you have a transformational technology, how do you put that into society? How do you market it? How do you position it? And he's really done that in many different careers, as you've said. And now he's very focused on health. As he's getting older, he's realizing the importance of using technology to improve human health. And he's really involved with a couple of different companies. And I've learned a lot from him. I think many people have, and really is an incredible individual.
We're talking to Dr. Robin Smith. And when she comes home each night, Matthew says, honey, who'd you talk to today? All right.
Hello. It does feel that way. That's funny.
Okay. And you say, well, Matthew, today I talked to Joan Goodall.
Oh, that was incredible. I mean, my whole life, I remember when I was younger, I wanted to be her. I wanted to be in the jungle, right? Living with the animals and all of the chimpanzees. And it was incredible to watch, you know, apes and all of that whole area of science and really understanding the difference and what makes us human and how we're different from the animals and how important those differences are. And sometimes people forget it's the ethical part, the ability to make choices that really define us and make us different. And it's really important to remember that, as we continue to grow and be part of society.
We're talking to Dr. Robin Spencer. She's working on the next 3-day seminar in the Vatican. Who's on your want list? Who would you like to get there that you've never had before?
So one of the people is the Gates, is Melinda and Bill Gates. You know, from a giving charity perspective, they have done so much to impact the world. And, you know, they've really, not just in the United States, but abroad, and how health is so important and what they can do to have that impact. So they would be, you know, I've obviously seen them a lot at other conferences, but we've never been able to have them at our conference. And so that's one group I think would be very interesting. And, another couple that I'd like to get that we haven't been able to get is, the Prince of
Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll call them for you, okay?
I would love that, right? Because, you know, it is important, right? They're across the pond, and I really think that they could have an incredible impact on that next generation, where things are going, how to bring the world together from a health and environment.
If you gave each of us $100 for every time you've used the word incredible tonight, we'd be rich.
Oh.
Dr. Robin Smith, you are incredible. You are incredible.
Yeah.
Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you. I've had a gifted life, and I'm really grateful for everything that I've been able to.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Fasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Believe in yourself.